This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use a follow-up template. Patient last name is Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. First name is Teresa. Date of birth is August 4, 1961. Date of service is January 27, 2022. Referring provider is Anthony Koh. Koh spells K-O-H, M-D, and the next doctor is Lena Mihandru, L-E-E-N-A space, Mihandru spells M-E-H-A-N-D-R-U-M-D. Chief complaint, lupus. Subjective, this is a 60-year-old Caucasian female with history of lupus, with lupus nephritis, who is here for telephone follow-up due to COVID-19 social distancing period. Next paragraph, she has been followed by Dr. Mihandru for her lupus nephritis period. As her kidney status was improving, her cell sept dose was reduced in October from 1,500 milligrams twice a day to 1,000 milligrams twice a day period. However, she admits that she has been experiencing some flare of lupus with some skin rash and hair thinning period. She notes that it was probably starting prior to October period. In addition, she has suffered complication after breast cyst surgery requiring antibiotic treatment post-surgically, which may have caused a C. diff colitis period. She took several rounds of antibiotics treatment, and she has finished her treatment for the C. diff colitis in December period. She has appointment with a nephrologist next Tuesday period. She says that she was very busy over the summer working many hours, and she believes with her surgery, complication with a C. diff, she believes her body was quite stressed, which may have caused a flare of the lupus in her skin and her hair thinning period. Past medical history. Lupus nephritis, next lupus, next distant history of vasculitis, next recent C. diff colitis, medication, Cellcept, 1,000 milligram BID, dose change in October of 2021. Prednisone, 5 milligram per day. Review of system per template. Objective per template, please, in general, alert and oriented, and please eliminate the rest. Diagnostic data dated January 24, 2022. CBC with DIF is essentially normal, metabolic panel shows creatinine 1.57 with GFR of 38. Total protein in the urine is less than 4. Creatinine in the urine is 35.72. In October, her creatinine was 1.15 with a GFR of 52. Impression number one. Chronic renal insufficiency, with a history of SLE, it is presumed to be secondary to lupus nephritis, but it was never been biopsied due to she only had one kidney, period. Most recent creatinine and GFR seems to show worsening of the kidney function test, which may indicate the flare of lupus as she is experiencing skin manifestation of lupus. Number two, lupus skin rash and hair thinning, which is her typical presentation when she has a lupus flare, period. She is currently on CellCept 1,000 milligram BID, period. Recommendation number one. She would have a nephrology appointment next week to discuss the further care, period. If the nephrologist decide to go up on the CellCept, I would not add any medication at this time, period. Next, if the nephrologist decide to stay with the current dose of CellCept, then I would consider adding a Plaquenil to offer more coverage for her skin manifestation of lupus. Period. She has taken Plaquenil before, period. Possible side effect of eye toxicity has been explained to the patient, period. Next, I would schedule a 3-month routine follow-up, but she would contact my office next week to update me with the discussion with the nephrologist, period. This is the end of dictation.